WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the late 60s, Tom and Dick Smothers were the bad boys of television. Each week, their antics ruffled feathers at CBS. This week, the network is airing the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour 20th reunion special. Television critic David Bianculli has a review.
When I hear that theme, I think about my dad. He and I used to watch the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour together, and it probably helped keep us close when a lot of other families were drifting apart. The show was on during the hottest, toughest years of the 60s, 1967 to 69, and the Smothers Brothers were the first members of the anti-establishment to get a network TV show. They played great music, tried new things, fought with censors, and basically reflected an us-versus-them attitude. In 1969, them won. CBS canceled the Smothers Brothers, even though the show was a top 10 hit. This Wednesday night, CBS presents the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour 20th reunion special. It's a year premature, but so what? The good news is that Tom and Dick and the old gang are back, and they haven't exactly mellowed with age.
And you haven't done anything wrong. I want to tell you, I thought maybe you'd change a little bit. They're starting the show, and what do you do? You have not done one responsible thing tonight on this show. You have not acted as a responsible adult in a minute. You have done nothing that is responsible.
Right now, I am wearing a condom.
Actually, they get to say a lot more in 1988 than they ever could in 1968. But you wouldn't know that by watching the show. There's little basis for comparison. This 20th anniversary reunion doesn't go the easy route and pull out a lot of old clips. In fact, there are only three lengthy clips in the whole special. The rest are squeezed into a rapid-fire montage which speeds across the screen as the brothers sing, "Those Were the Days." But as was always true with these guys, it pays to listen carefully. The lyrics are rewritten for the occasion.
Once upon a time we were on TV. Every Sunday night we knocked them dead. We stirred up some trouble so they fired us. I guess it was something that we said. Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. We sing and dance forever and a day. Our show was much too hip, so we got censorship. Those were the days. Oh yes, those were the days.
This special basically proves that old dogs can do new tricks, or can adapt the old ones to new times. Steve Martin, who wrote for the old show, is here briefly. So are Bob Einstein. Remember his Officer Judy? And Lee French, who updates her Have a Little Tea with Goldie skit. And, of course, there's Pat Paulson, with another deadpan, dead-on political speech.
George Bush is kind of like Jerry Ford without the pizzazz. Dukakis, where'd he get that name, out the bottom of an eye chart?
Finally, there's the music, which the Smothers Brothers always treated seriously. Glenn Campbell, Jennifer Warnes, John Hartford are all here, doing new as well as old material. And my favorite moment of the whole hour comes when Mason Williams, who co-wrote the special, takes center stage to play his most famous musical composition. Some moments of the special aren't so wonderful. The Goldie skit drags a bit, and the piece featuring Steve Martin doesn't quite work. But the brothers and most of their guests are at the top of their game, and they ought to make the reunion permanent. 20 years later, I'd still watch the Smothers Brothers every week. I bet my dad would, too.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.